Today, Baltimore elections workers will be canvassing primary ballots from throughout the city. Yesterday, vote counting was dedicated solely to District 1 mail-in ballots, and that's because of a proofing error on those ballots that rendered their results unreliable. Elections officials say the error will slow down the overall certification of the election. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
At a hot warehouse in West Baltimore yesterday, city elections workers separated District 1 mail-in ballots from a mass of ballots from residents across the city. Then, in teams of two, they copied information from the original ballots by hand onto new ballots that can be accurately read by scanners. The State Board of Elections blamed the District 1 error on its ballot vendor, SeaChange. They say they flagged the problem when the ballots were drafted, but that the vendor sent them out anyway. According to the board, the errors, described only as a proofing mistake, solely affect two races in District 1, the Democratic Council race between incumbent Zeke Cohen and challenger Paris Bienert, and a circuit court judge race.
City Council Zeke, no judges selected. City Council Paris, no judges.
As the workers sorted through the ballots, District 1 campaign staffers observed, including Bienert herself.
I never expected to be in this situation. There's been a lot of unpredictable things that have come up through the course of this campaign and just this election season for all candidates in Baltimore City, I would say.
Back in March, Governor Hogan tasked the state board with Maryland's first ever mail-in election as the coronavirus pandemic heightened. And there's been a barrage of problems that have led some officials to call for state elections head Linda Lamone's resignation, including Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford. Ballots to city voters arrived later than those sent to the rest of Maryland. Some residents never received them at all, but when they showed up to vote at the polls, they were told they had already voted. And those few in-person polling places had hours-long lines. The state board first posted preliminary elections results late Tuesday night. Then, in the wee hours of Wednesday morning, they pulled the data altogether after realizing the error in District 1 ballots, but did not explain the removal until hours later. Robbie Leonard, an attorney for Cohen's campaign, watched the canvassing unfold yesterday.
We don't think anybody should have been put in this situation, and there's going to be another day and another time to figure out what went wrong and who's responsible for it. Because we want to make sure it doesn't happen again in November. There's an extremely important election in November as well, and we want the voters to know that our elections are done right.
Yesterday, elections workers counted 3,662 ballots from District 1. Today, they'll canvass District 1 ballots and ballots arriving to the warehouse from across the city that were mailed close to Election Day. Baltimore City elections head Armstead Jones says the error is not on his office and that he never had any communication with the ballot vendor. He also says sifting the District 1 ballots out of the sea of others is massively time-consuming.
We had scanned 85,000 ballots approximately, and out of that we had to pull out the District 1 ballot stalls.
The longtime elections director says the District 1 ballot error has greatly slowed down the city's overall election certification.
If you're talking about results in general for the whole election, we are probably talking somewhere into next week, the end of next week. It could be later.
He says there are lessons to be learned from Tuesday and that his office will keep them in mind as November looms nearer. Earlier this spring, Maryland elections head Lamone asked Governor Hogan to determine whether November's election will be mail-in by mid-June. He has not yet decided. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.